You okay, friend? My bestie, Kendall, snapped me out of my thoughts. While she was blabbing on about the money moves she was making with her family, all I could think about was the cramping I had been feeling since this morning. I was happy for my friend, but I was in too much pain to pay attention. So I was out with her, getting lunch at Panera Bread to clear my mind. Kendall was an assistant for Demon Records, so she always had something going on while sitting next to her father and brother, Big Demon. No, my stomach's been hurting all day. This how you supposed to feel first month of pregnancy? I sipped my water. Girl, you know my gay ass wouldn't know. I've never been pregnant, but I do know pregnancy can make you sick. Maybe it's morning sickness or something. She shrugged. Well, I hate to cut our trip short, but I'm going to have to skip the nail shop. I want to go home and lay down. Kendall smirked. Or you want to be home for your boxer bae after his first day back in the gym. That too, but I really don't feel good. Court was my boxer boyfriend and had been for the last 3 years. Things were good with us, but after his father was killed in a drug deal just last year, Court shut down on boxing and everyone except me. I was there for him through all his hurt, and he was there with me through mine. When it came to my female reproductive system, I was always in pain, and Court took care of me when I was down or in the hospital. I was thankful I was with child because my pregnancies are never promised. The child I was carrying was a miracle rainbow baby. This was my second pregnancy in 2 years. I let Kendall finish her food and wrap the rest of my sandwich to go. We got in her cute black Tesla, and she took me to the Hollywood condo I shared with Court. I hugged Kendall and then went inside. The closer I got to my door, the more pain I felt. I finally got inside and went straight to the bathroom. I stripped out of the black bodysuit and jean jacket I was wearing. When I pulled my panties down, I felt a deep hurt in the pit of my stomach when I saw blood. It wasn't from pain. It was from the sadness knowing that I was losing my baby. Oh no, not again, I uttered as tears fell from my eyes. I got in the shower and watched the blood flow down the drain. I hated to deliver the bad news to Court because he was looking forward to us having our first baby. He set aside a college fund and even started buying baby clothes. Now here we were, about to be disappointed again. I sighed and reached onto the counter for my phone to text Court while I was still in the shower. Me. Are you on your way? I need to go to the hospital. I said I was okay, but I am in pain. Court Daddy.
Yeah, I was gonna be on my way in another hour. I'm in the middle of something with TK. Is something wrong with the baby?
Me. I don't know. But I hope it's not nothing illegal. You said you were done with that and being around TK. Court Daddy.
I know what I said, but money gotta be made. You want that Gucci tote bag, don't you?
Me. I told you that I could wait until you won your upcoming fight for the bag. All the bills are paid, and I got my royalty check from the L.A. Baddie show. We don't need anything extra right now.
Court Daddy. Your check was for you. I would never use your money for me. But I'm on my way.
I finished my shower, and putting on a pad instantly put me into a depression. It was still daylight outside, but I packed my overnight bag just in case I had to stay and then laid on the couch to wait for Court. I found myself dozing off until he came in the house 30 minutes later. I felt him kiss my lips, so I woke up.
How you feel? You ready to go?
He asked, sounding sincere. I feel a little better since I laid down, but I still need to go. I'm bleeding and thinking I'm having a miscarriage. I felt the tears coming and the bitter look on Court's face.
Damn, again?
He ran his hands down his face. Yes, I'm hoping it's just a false alarm, though.
I hope so, but let's get you there.